Conor, commiserations, a 2-0 defeat tonight. What's your assessment of the performance?
Yeah, probably not our best performance. I don't think we showed that side of us that got the results here over the last kind of couple of months. I know we haven't been here in a while, but you know, we had a few wins here, and I think the performance wasn't at that level. And you're not at that level. You're in for a tough one. No, we weren't miles away from it in the first half. I thought we started the game okay. We had two great chances that we should score. I think it's a different game then, but obviously we don't put them away. Like, I think Brazzi, to fair, it's kind of a reaction save. I don't think Brazzi can do much more. And the header, if anywhere else, it's in the net. But again, it just goes straight into the keeper's hands. Like that, then, do you know the way things go? You don't take a chance. It's a big deflection of balls up in the net, and you're kind of chasing. But I don't think we had that. We just didn't show that bit of urgency to get back into this, just this bit of intensity, or just to snap out of, you know, look over an experienced team, and they know how to sort out the game and the position they were in. They were making sure that the game didn't go any other way. But we needed to try and change that, and we didn't manage to do that.
I'm sure you had, you know, something to say at halftime to the lads, but even in the second half, it seemed to be quite a while before they found their mojo.
Yeah, like, to be honest, we came in at half time and I wouldn't say we were overly happy, but we weren't that disappointed either. You know, we thought we were playing okay. Like, we thought we had the way we wanted to hurt them. The options were there, but we weren't finding them. I thought it would be a couple of tweaks and we'd go on from there, but like that, we just didn't. The intensity wasn't there when we came out, and like that, you need to have those things, or else you're going to be fighting uphill battle, and you're 1-0 down on top of it. Then it made it that bit harder.
Seanie McGrath's absence, I think, was particularly noticeable tonight.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, unfortunately, Sean was just sick. He got a bit of a flu. He was struggling a bit with it, so he only picked it up yesterday. So look, he's obviously out tonight. Yeah, you can tell by his energy, and that's probably what we missed tonight, was that energy, and that you know, he's how proactive he is around the ball. He picks up second balls and he sets up attacks out of nothing. So yeah, he was a miss tonight. But look, you know, you can't rely on the same players to be there every week. Players need to come in and do a job as well.
Dara gone, Kevin gone, so it was a new look, Kerry FC tonight, to a point. How did you think some of the lads settled into those positions that started tonight?
Yeah, no, look, I think, like, obviously Finn's coming at right back, and I think Finn was brilliant in Cork. You know, played well up at loan, just lucky to get a card, and tonight I thought he was brilliant as well. Brilliant as well, very lucky not to get a goal or a couple of assists. You know, Keane came in and he did very well last week in Athlone in his first game, and did well tonight as well. We just needed to change the midfield shape, and that's why our change. We needed to get a few players higher up the pitch, and that's the only reason Keane was taken off. But you know, I think the players that have come in are just at the level, if not a higher level, than we've gone out. So we're not too displeased. We're happy with the boys that we have.
What's the story with Oren? He went off with a bit of a bang. Was there a cut, or was it just a concussion precaution?
Yeah, no, he got an elbow. I think, I don't know, I don't think he was that malicious, but he caught him in the just above the eye, so he got 8 stitches there now, so a nasty one. But he should be fine. Look, it might take a couple of days just to get the stitches out, but thankfully nothing too long-term or anything.
So we dust down. We've got a historic Sunday to look forward to. Just initial thoughts ahead of Bohemians?
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't thought much about it. We're more interested in the Cove game now than any other game, and that one's unfortunately just after slipping away. So yeah, we'll look to the Bohs game now. It's a tough game, it's a hard game, but it's an opportunity to go and test yourselves. But like that, you know, the players know, and I think they're well aware now tonight that, you know, the levels of performance need to be a lot higher, you know, a lot higher if we're going to play against the calibre of teams like that.